I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, this year's summer heat wave has caused record-setting high temperatures in Europe, the Middle East, Canada, and the United States. The excessive heat and humidity has resulted in serious health problems and some deaths. Summer is the time when we need to look out for our pets in the hot weather, but this year it's especially important to make sure your furry friend is safe. Both dogs and cats are susceptible to heat stroke. The symptoms include heavy panting, lethargy, drooling, vomiting, and collapse. If you suspect your pet has suffered a heat stroke, it's not enough to just cool down your pet. Get it to a veterinarian immediately because heat stroke can cause permanent organ damage and even death. Walk your dog in the morning or evening when temperatures are not so high. Avoid walking on pavement or other hot surfaces which can burn or blister your pet's feet. If it's too hot for you to walk on it barefooted, it's probably too hot for your pet as well. Think of ways to help your four-legged friend cool off, maybe a fan to create a breeze or ice cubes in the water bowl. Speaking of water, your pet will probably drink more in the heat, so be sure to refill the bowl more often on hot days. Something else that will benefit your furry friend is keeping its coat brushed to remove dead hair. Talk to your veterinarian before trimming your pet's coat to help it cope with the heat, but don't shave it off. Leave it at least an inch long to protect it from the sun. Pets can get sunburned, especially around their ears and nose, so sunscreen might be helpful. Products for humans have ingredients which are toxic to animals, so use one specially formulated for your type of pet. And please, never leave your pet unattended in a parked car, even with the windows open, even in the shade. It's just too hot. No errand, no matter how brief, is worth your pet's life. A few simple precautions can help keep your best friend happy, healthy, and safe in the sweltering summer heat and humidity when you're speaking of pets.